entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Loki Volkswagen of Clearwater has been family owned and operated since 1952 and are your local family dealer for all your Volkswagen needs. Right now, Loki Volkswagen is offering $1,000 off any new Volkswagen and $500 off any used Volkswagen, and all vehicles come with lifetime hand car washes and lifetime oil changes. Give them a call, 727-799-2151. Visit them online at LokiVW.com or come by the shop at 27850 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Okay, thank you. Welcome Tampa Bay to Brian Cash Claus Show. My name is Angel Santiago, President and CEO of Our Community First, and we have a special guest today in the house. Her name is Julieta Santiago.
Santa Agostino.
Okay.
We're similar.
Okay. So let's start with saying, well, first of all, thank you for coming on the show. And tell us a little bit what you do.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Like you said, my name is Julieta Santagostino. Mm-hmm. I'm the president for Foundation for a Drug-Free World Florida. And what I do is we're a nonprofit, and our purpose is to empower through education. So it's prevention through education. We know nobody wants to hear what to do or not to do. So our purpose is not to tell them what to do or not to do, but to inform them, give them the facts so they can make that educated decision. So that's basically, in a nutshell, if we go really, really close summary, that's
pretty fast. Yeah. That's like an elevator interview. Like, ding, we just
I'm
hit
good.
The second floor.
I'm like, let's go.
Well, so what's your service area? What areas do you cover?
Well, we have volunteers all over. Mm-hmm. I'm over Florida, but we're actually an international organization. We're in Florida, and we have our offices in Tampa Bay. So we're kind of but we're all over Florida. So where there's volunteers or where there's people that want to volunteer, we are there. So
okay. So, you know, you guys really have a lot of events that you do in the community as well. Can you share on that a little bit what you do in the community as far as your education, what you provide?
Absolutely. Well, we have a series of materials. First of all, we have a series of material booklets, documentaries, PSAs that we provide for free because, like we know, we work on facts. You know, we want to make sure people are information. So we always provide that for free. We know that it's not always easy to get drug education, so we make it also easy. We have an educator's guide that is available for, you know, teachers, law enforcement, whoever works in the community that wants to teach about it. So that's a little bit on that side. Okay. But we also go and give classes ourselves. So we go and deliver lectures, classes, presentations to the community, as well as we are community events to pass out our materials so that people know that we're here and what we do and, you know, all the resources that we have available. So a little bit of everything.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you to get the services that you're providing, how would they reach out to you?
Well, you can call our center, 727-467-6962. Mm-hmm. That's our offices. And from there, you know, you can ask if you want to get a class in your, you know, if you have a school or if you have a community center or a church or, you know, pretty much anybody that has a... any community member that wants to learn more, or you can just come by and get, you know, do one of our trainings, because we also hold a lot of meetings there. We hold presentations there, not only for ourselves, but also with other organizations. So we work with like-minded organizations.
Okay. Now, give me 1 second.
Sure.
So you say you work with church organizations as well?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... tell us, what is your position there? Like, what's your position in the organization?
I'm the president for the Florida chapter. We're an international organization, so we have chapters all over the world.
Okay.
I'm personally the president for Florida.
Okay.
So, you know, I do help other areas as well, but mainly my title would be the president for the Foundation for a Drug-Free World Florida chapter.
Okay. And how long have you worked for them for?
Well, it's all volunteer.
It's all volunteers.
All volunteer. So it's been almost 17 years.
Wow. You've been volunteering for 17 years?
17 years I've been volunteering, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so what got you involved in something like this? Was there a history behind this?
Oh, man. Okay, well, I can tell you a little bit about my history for sure.
Okay.
I'm originally from Mexico.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Mexico. I actually grew up in the border, if you guys are familiar with the border of Mexico in Juarez.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm from, you know, but I'll take your word for it.
just trust me, you've probably heard about the borders and you know the things that come through. A lot of it has to do with, you know, there's a lot of drug trafficking. There's a lot of crime related to drugs. So I grew up with something that was very, it was just kind of normal. We all thought it was normal. We all know where the drug lords live. We all know, you know, don't go this way, or the drug dogs are coming to check when you're crossing the bridge. That's kind of normal. Or, oh, well, they pulled over a car to, you know, check for drugs. That was kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
Until one point, I kind of realized that was not normal, and I was quite young at that time.
How old were you when you were experiencing all that?
I was probably about 5 or 6 years old.
Wow, you remember it like it was yesterday, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of one of those things that, you know, it was normal, and then I actually saw a car being pulled apart and drugs being found, and I said, oh, no, wait a second. There's actually, it's not just, you know, this might happen, this does happen, and this is part of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that most kids, this was not normal, that, you know, kids should not have this type of, like, be aware of this or be aware of that, because... Mm-hmm. It can be dangerous, or why is it dangerous, and why do we have this problem? So it kind of left it there, like, why is it so normal for us? Why aren't we asking questions, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of what started it.
That's what started it? Okay.
Yes.
Have you seen, I mean, I know you described some descriptions of people being pulled over, and you saw drugs being pulled out of vehicles. Has your family ever been affected by the violence that is happening over there, anything like that, or not really? Or just,
you know, honestly, I don't think there's anybody that hasn't been affected by it.
Okay.
Because it's not something that might not be directly like it, although, well, it's kind of like, honestly, if you look at it, a lot of it is very much interrelated, but the area became so bad that it became the number one murder capital of the world.
Wow.
So yeah, we moved here after, when it got really, really bad, and we ended up just deciding to stay here once... And, you know, so it does affect it. And most of my friends that did grow up in the area don't live in the city anymore. They might have moved over to, you know, the other side of the border or away from it, just because the crime got so bad. But for sure, that's one of the things that I do when I, you know, and I really like mentoring kids. That, for me, it's like we have a lot of services and we have a lot of materials and we have a lot of things that we do. But for me, myself, what really gets... me going more than anything are children, you know, like just making sure that they're aware of what it is, that they are informed before anybody comes and tells you, you know, things that might not be the real facts, because it's very easy and it's very pretty and it can be very glamorously put. But when you really look at it, you know, when you look at the facts and you look at the lives that it, you know, how it really affects each person, you know, that's really what I like to do. So that's kind of where it took me, you know, because it really, honestly, these days especially, I can tell you, I mentor youth all the time. That's one of my favorite things to do. I make a point that, like, you know, anything else, can go to, if it's a kids and they're saying, we want you to come, I want you to talk, you know, I want you to mentor us, yes, I'm going to be there. And the reason is that same reason. I want to make sure that they have the facts, that they're well informed, and they don't, you know, go down a road that they don't need to.
Yeah. Do you provide your services in two languages or just in English?
I can. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you do the presentation, basically.
I can. Okay. Yeah, we have other volunteers as well. But when I take a group on myself, you know, like a group of youth, I tend to work with them all the way through. Or, you know, we definitely have lots of volunteers that can do it. And the great thing about our organization is that we have the material, so you don't have to be, you know, years of college to be able to just talk about it, because it's all written down, it's all set up with resources of, you know, good sources that are trustworthy. It's not just somebody.
What are some of the questions that the kids ask you? Like, what would a question
normally be? Would you mentor someone? What suggestions would you give them?
Normally, I start with a talk. We start with a subject. So if we start talking about drugs, what is a drug? You know, what is it? It's, you know, something that affects and alters your body. It's a, you know, more simply put, it's essentially a poison, and how it works. They all work the same way, just depends how much or how strong the drug is. A little bit acts as a stimulant, speeds your body up more. Acts as a sedative, slows your body down, and a lot more will sense poison and kill you. And then we kind of go into that, and then the mind altering effects of things. So once I give them those, you know, basic facts, then we can break it down. Like, do you have any questions, or how can we, you know, have we observed this? How we have, so it's all kind of broken down in a way that they can, you know, they can ask the questions and they can see it. These days, a lot of the requests that I get is to find out about fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's a big one, which is kind of, you know, you'd never think that a young child would be asking about this, or, you know, or they will tell you stories. I think that's the hard thing. A lot of the times they have stories to
share. What I wanted to find. That was, I was going to ask you, what stories, because you are working with youth now, what is your, can you give us some examples of some stories that you heard that kind of like shocked you, what's going on right now?
It's kind of hard.
You don't have to say no names.
No,
just, you know,
I know. I wouldn't
say names.
Then they won't invite me back. Yeah. So, no, it takes a while to earn their trust. But
right.
One of them, I had one group, and we were talking, you know, I had done a class, and they were asking me about fentanyl, so I was kind of breaking it down for them, and unfortunately, yeah, there's a lot of drugs that are mixed with fentanyl, so if you're searching for it or not, you might just get it. It's like, you know, and one of these kids was telling me, in fact, one of his friends had passed away from fentanyl, and he never was one to do such a thing. You know, he was actually just, he thought he was just getting some pot, some marijuana, and his mom found him, he had passed away the next day, and it turned out that it was laced with marijuana. The fentanyl was laced with marijuana.
And he passed away?
And he passed away, yeah.
You know, Brian, there was a police officer that just, I mean, he had his gloves on and everything, but because it had his contact to the skin, he basically had an overdose for fentanyl.
Believe really?
That? Right on the spot. Wow. And they administered Narcan right there and then.
Yeah, and you stick that up their nose, right?
Narcan. You spray it. Yeah, actually, I got trained at their center. I'm actually certified to administer Narcan, so I have the.
You have the kit in your car.
I
have the kit in my car. Yeah.
Yeah, and it saves lives.
Yes.
It does. Sometimes you got to put two or three in.
Right.
Not
yeah.
just one.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely, they train you to identify if someone is overdosing, some of the side effects that you see visually. It tells you to put them on their side when you're administering help, and how to avoid mouth-to-mouth contact. They have little tubes that you administer if you need to, you know, administer mm-hmm. air. And they tell you if it's windy out, make sure you're standing downwind, because there was at one point a police officer helped the kid who was drowning in a pool, and the kid had threw up in his mouth.
Oh,
and basically the police officer passed away because all the pathogens and stuff that was in the baby's internal organs, and the police officer died because of it. It's very dangerous for you to take that in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the collaborations. That's Dan Zito. He's an excellent speaker. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of experience, and we collaborate with other organizations because we do have a place that people can come and they can learn, and they have a space also to, you know, teach if they have something to teach. So that was one with Dan Zito,
and
he is amazing. He's one that he got a grant to just teach people how to use Narcan, which is great. And then not only that, but he also teaches you about fentanyl.
Yes.
And why it is like that, and what is the safety for it, because now police officers do have to care, as far as I'm informed, they have to carry protective gear because of that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
and they're saving lives all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just with the Narcan.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, yeah. Do you help people also, you know, be the drugs and also alcohol, right? You deal with
family. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So if, again, I want to make sure people, if they're just tuning in, how can they reach you, again, if they wanted to reach out to you for your service?
Well, if you want to come by, we are located in 41 North Fort Harrison Avenue.
Okay.
In Clearwater. We have an office there, so you're welcome to go. You can call us 727-467-6962. And you can also visit our website, which has all the materials that you want.
Okay.
Documentaries, public service announcements, all free. In multiple languages. I think it's over 16 languages.
Oh,
we have
wow.
it available. So if you go to drugfreeworld.org,
okay.
you can also view all that information there. So those are all the resources that we have available, all the places where you can come and find us. And, you know, hopefully we can help somebody. And yes, like you were asking about alcohol, we do cover alcohol as well, because we do know that even though it's something that is very common, there's also a lot of, people that have, you know, been affected by it. So we want to make sure that everybody has all the facts. That's the key importance, is making sure it's not telling people what to do. It is not judging or any in any sort of way, but it is to just make sure we have the facts so that we ourselves can make the decisions. So it's not, you know, somebody telling you. There's no preaching at anybody. It's just about the facts.
And for those folks, again, my name is Angel Santiago from our Community First. I personally took the training. I thought it was a wonderful training. It was very, very detailed. I learned a lot about Narcan. Like I mentioned earlier, I can now administer Narcan. So by all means, reach out to this organization. It's a wonderful organization. It's changing people's lives. It's pointing people in the right direction. You're passionate about helping youth, and I think that's wonderful, because you got to get them when they're really young, and you know, so because they're our future. And is there anything else you'd like to share that perhaps we may not touch on that you like to talk about?
Well, there's a lot of things to share, but okay. I just want to thank you, take the time to thank you for inviting me and letting mm-hmm. me speak a little bit. I'm very passionate on this, and I can see you're very passionate with the community, so it is a pleasure coming on here and talking to all of you.
Okay, so for those people that are in need, we have a website called, it's www.rcommunityfirst.com. It's the letter R. If you're in need of these type of services, we do have a use resource directory in which it can point you in the right direction of getting assistance if you're suffering from alcohol or alcohol abuse or drug abuse, or no matter what it is. Go to our site, just type in what you're looking for, keywords, and it will pop up the nearest not-for-profit that is by where you live to provide those free services. Again, I want to thank you again for coming on to the show and sharing all this wonderful information to our community. With that being said, can we go to commercial real quick? Perfect.
Thank you
so much.
We'll do that right now.
All right, perfect. Okay, thank you again.
Yeah, right. My pleasure. Thank right. you so much.
Thank you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, Tantalk Radio Network and BCC Radio Show fans, this is Magical Matt with the Cars Unlimited Auto Repair Traffic Report. For those in Pinellas County, there's nothing going on major to report right now. All is clear except for general rush hour traffic on 19 between 580 and Palm Harbor going north, and going south between 60 and 275 going down towards St. Petersburg. That's all the major problems and backups to report in Pinellas County. Shifting over to Hillsborough County, we got a few more backups to be able to report. We got a disabled vehicle on 275 going into Tampa. We got a disabled vehicle at West Shore Boulevard. Right shoulder is blocked in both cases. Now here's where it's going to get tricky. There's an accident on Armia, or just past Armia Avenue, that is blocking traffic on the right side going north. So be careful in that area. Traffic is backed up on both sides of 275 because of this. And you're also going to have backups going further north to 275. Things don't really clear up till you get past about the exit 53 area. Then things will start to open up a lot more. Your best bet is trying to be able to find alternative routes. Kennedy is also backed up as well. Just letting you guys be aware, there are backups on 275 because of accidents earlier today. And with your Cars Unlimited Auto Repair Traffic Report, this has been Magic Matt. Now, back to more of the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. SliderRepair.com, 727-493-2644, Beacon Windows.
Jelly beans, ice cream, and treats. Has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeansict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo, Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Miracle Matt. How you doing today, Miracle Matt?
It's Magical Matt, and I'm fine.
Magical Matt.
How about you? Can't remember your own nickname for me, Brian? You're slipping.
That's something else, right? Magical Matt. Guess who we have in the house? That's perfect then. Guess who we have in the house? Magical Mark. So you guys, he does magic.
Yeah, but here's the difference though. There's no way ever I could pull off a shirt like that.
There you can.
I'm sorry. Yes, we both have goatees, but I can't, even if I'm not that good looking, I can't pull that shirt off.
See that? That's it. It's amazing. So anyhow, we got the painter in the house. Tell us about your little painting thing you got going on there.
It's When You Ready Services. It's a handyman business, and we specialize in painting.
When You're Ready. Did you catch that? So why did you come up with the name When You're Ready?
Because I'm always ready, so I'm waiting on a customer to be prepared and ready.
Do you know, I had a kid in high school, my friend. You know what his nickname was? You know how sometimes you have nicknames? His name was Ready Freddy.
Uh-oh.
Freddie said, and you could take that a lot of ways, right?
Was his brother Eddie Spaghetti?
Yes, only on Wednesday in New York. That was it.
Yeah, Prince Spaghetti Day.
It's Spaghetti Day.
And that was Prince Spaghetti Day. That was the ad.
Really?
Remember? It was like, yeah. It's Wednesday. And the kid was running down the street. It's Wednesday. Knocking on doors.
Right.
And it was Prince Spaghetti Wednesday.
So tell us, did you bring anything to do any magic tricks today, or should I have?
Well, we kind of talked about it, and I said it's going to be video, and you said no. So I'm like, going, magic doesn't look really great on radio.
We're going to do a magic trick, and I want you people to imagine
the trick being done. And then what I want you to do, everybody in the audience to go, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, we do have cameras in the studio.
Yeah, well, I got some stuff in the car, but, you know.
No, that's okay. But I was just going to say, we really don't have a good YouTube following.
I gotcha.
Right, but we do better on the radio. We're on AM and FM. We have different channels for different markets. Where are they?
All those ones.
But they're different in Tampa. Tampa is different. I don't know where the Tampa ones are. What are
you
the
mean
ones?
1370? 1340?
Yes, there
that's
you go.
WTAN?
There
Tampa.
You go.
Tampa Bay.
I just always promote the Pinellas County one. And he, of course, Magical Matt's not there to ask.
Oh, man.
But he would know. Remind me to ask him. Because we're in Dade City. We're in Tampa. There's five towers total. And it's kind of neat.
Well, we have the call-in numbers over here.
Yeah, the call-in numbers.
Toll-free number, 1-866-826-1340.
There you go. See? Do you know any time I get that stuff on the radio, I can never get it? But I'm slow. You know, I like to say 441-3000.
Or you could go to the website, which make it a lot easier.
I could see you could do your own radio show.
Why? Because I have a voice?
Because you have no voice. Because you can talk.
I can talk.
So we're going to do a contest. Who's better?
Oh, stop it.
Yes, I'm going to be the judge.
I'm not painting anything.
We all agree. It's with me.
Okay, so what I want you to do is interview him, this young man here, and then he's going to interview you. And I'm going to judge who's the better interviewer.
Oh, that's horrible.
Ready? Okay. Ready? What? 10, 9, 8, oh, wait, too long. Yeah. Action. Good to see you, Magical.
Magical Matt's back. Hey.
Just real quick. Keep going, guys. Don't worry about me stepping out.
Oh, that's fine.
That's what she said, but anyway. That's it.
Okay, this is not a comedy show. We have that tomorrow night.
Damn, I'm on the wrong night.
But come back tomorrow. We'll let you on with that. As long as you're wearing that shirt, they'll let you on the air tomorrow night, I'm sure.
For the people in Tampa, Magical Matt, what is the numbers for Tampa? What are the numbers for Tampa? Because I always forget.
You got to be a lot more specific than that.
On the radio, someone wants to tune in Tampa.
Oh, unfortunately, 1061 FM, 1340 AM.
Okay, so now it's extended. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's the same. That's the only way. If you get out of range of our network, download the TuneIn app and follow Tan Talk Network, and you should be able to hear us wherever you go.
There you go. Okay. Yep. Educated. Okay. Yep. So now...
Or if you're in that big circle right there on the map. You know.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the people listening on the radio can't see what map you're pointing to. However, if you watch us on YouTube, on the station's YouTube channel, you can kind of get an idea of what he's talking about. There's a map on the side of the wall. If you're looking at it from the TV perspective, or you're looking at it on your computer or your phone, it's to the left.
There you go, right next to Scooby-Doo.
While I'm doing this, what happens if on the TV set, right, instead of having on the news, we have on actually our show? Have you ever thought of doing that?
There's no way to be able to connect the TV in studio to the YouTube channel.
Okay, well, there you go. Don't you like the way we do business here?
Yeah, Brian, I didn't think you'd actually like to be able to hear and see yourself while you're doing the show, too.
Why not? Anyhow, you're going to be the judge on this, okay?
Okay.
And $50 goes to the winner, so this is big stakes.
Okay.
And a gift certificate, not cash now.
All right. Of course he's going to go to the gift certificate. Why wouldn't he go cash?
They're going to get 3 minutes interview. Your first name?
Larry
the painter. And then...
Mark the balloon guy.
So they're going to interview each other. Whoever does the better interview gets the $50 gift certificate.
And you're the judge.
Okay.
Ready?
Go. Action.
Hello, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How's it going, Mark?
Nice to meet you. And I understand you paint houses.
Yes. Interior, exterior.
All right.
Residential and commercial.
What is the best paint to use?
I prefer Bare Ultra. It's up to the customer.
That's good. And what's your favorite kind of house to paint? Something two-story? Three-story? One-story is your favorite house. Close to the ground, no ladders, right?
Yes.
And how do you get that trim line so straight?
Breathing.
Breathe through a steady breath. Hand?
Exactly.
That is beautiful. So is that 3 minutes?
No.
I'm going.
It's not your sex life now.
Hey!
This is a family-friendly radio a show, Brian. Keep it simple.
I can't believe he was looking through the window again.
There you go.
This is why we don't want him on seeing himself on TV, be too distracted to do the show. Come on, Brian.
I would just say, hey, he's a handsome guy. I'd hire him.
You're the only one saying that about yourself. Anyway, continue with the interview.
You're now on to interview Balloon Mark.
Hi, Balloon Mark. How's it going?
It's Mark the Balloon Guy, but very close.
We're working on it. We'll get it together.
It's all right. I get you.
It's purposely made wrong, so this way he can correct it. It's all part of the script.
Yeah, it's part of the script. Yes, exactly.
So what is it you actually do?
What do I actually do? I am a entertainer. I've been doing magic and balloons in the Tampa Bay area for over 35 years. I entertain at many restaurants throughout the area. I'm at Lenny's Restaurant in Clearwater. I'm also at Mother's Restaurant in Tampa. And La Mordita's Restaurant I do on Friday nights in Pinellas Park. I work at the Sand Pearl, the Opal Sands Resorts, and I do corporate and family entertainment for all ages.
Wow.
Magic for all humans.
Okay. The restaurant, though, I didn't pick up on that.
The restaurants I work at? Yeah, I do several restaurants. So I do a combination of tableside magic and balloons with.
Is it every week or is it once in a while?
Lenny's have been every week for the last 22 years.
Really? What day, if you don't mind?
Saturday and Sunday.
I'd like to put that in the ad then.
Okay, sounds good.
Why not?
Friday I'm at La Mordita's. It's a Latin restaurant, Colombian and Peruvian food. Amazing food. We have a live band.
Where's that located?
That is on 66th Street in US 19.
Unbelievable. That's where I go. That's the place I was talking about.
Yeah, and that's La Mordita's.
He really puts the tomatoes in the dish.
He does.
When they're not being thrown at him for bad jokes.
And his name's David, not Mickey.
That's it. But you know, it's so funny, but that's where I go like once a month, and I never even thought
that. Yeah, David's a real great guy.
Yes, he really
He's had me there for about 5 years.
Really?
And I've been at Mother's Restaurant, which is a gastro bistro over in on Lineball in West Chase.
Can I get a list of everywhere you're at, like an itinerary?
It's right on my website, balloonguy.net.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to redo something with the ad.
Okay, sounds great, man.
See, and that's what happens, too, is when you get to talk to people, right, you get to understand them. And then when you understand them, you can be more of help.
Sounds great.
How'd that sound?
And if anybody missed any of the info they've heard on tonight's show or any of Brian's shows in the past, internetradiopros.com, all of Brian's shows are archived. So if you missed any of this, that's where you can find it. And any other business that we've had on the show, you can find it there.
And where's that again? Because I don't even know.
Internetradiopros.com or tantalknetwork.com.
Really?
Really, really. We archive every show you've ever done.
Really? I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, but I'm just saying, if there's any business that we've had on the show that want to go back and hear themselves on the radio again, that's where you can find everything.
I'd like to get that information from you,
too. I just gave it to you. InternetRadioPros.com, TantalkNetwork.com.
I'll tell you, I already forgot.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I'm going to do something that's never been done on the show, I don't think.
What's that?
I'm going to interview you.
Okay.
So how did you get into wanting to start your own coupon book? How did this come about?
How it came about is I was an alcoholic drug addict, just to be real, and I saw a help wanted ad 40 years ago, and it said that it would pay daily. And you know how drug addicts and stuff operate?
Yep.
Right? They wanted their money every day. And I thought that would be better than doing day labor, right? So I went there, and the first day I went out on 62nd Avenue North, now this is 40 years ago,
It was a field, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of changes in four. I'm the longest running show on this radio station.
Oh.
Besides, not on Sunday though, for the gospel, but I'm the longest running show. And then in the coupon industry, you know, I generally don't talk about myself, do I?
Not really. That's why I'm pulling this on you now before we get back to the interview with these two gentlemen.
Because I've been told that. Like, I always try to push the people that are here, but I don't talk
about
it.
Well, this is why here on the Tan Talk Network, we want to be able to talk about you too, because you talk about everybody else. Why don't we learn a little more about the man behind the show?
I don't do this normally. But so what happened was I went out and told the lady the truth. What a concept.
Yeah.
I don't do that too often, okay? So then what I did is I said to her, if you give me a $10 deposit, right, $10, think about this, and I come in with a signed contract, they'll pay me my commission.
This was 40 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they said, bring a check in and a signed contract. And I said, and I told her the truth, that I needed money. And this lady on 62nd Avenue North, she was going to do, she made sense to her. She ended up being in, with us for like 5 years even after that.
That's cool.
But that's how I got started. And then the company was called ABC, something, if I forget now what it represented, but it was something. And then they closed their doors. And then this lady in Pasadena had a, what do they think, for the retirement homes? And she liked me a lot. And I used to wear a suit every day, too, back then.
Which is hard to imagine, having worked with you every week for the last, like, 5 months, seeing that now.
Yes. Amazingly, I fooled her.
Yeah.
So I told her what happened. They went under and stuff. And she said, come in. And she came back. It almost makes me want to cry even now when I tell it. She handed me a check for $2,000.
Whoa.
And she says, here, why don't you try to start your own company?
That was cool.
Unbelievable.
Pay her back?
Yeah, and I'm still. Do you know what happens when, I'll give you an answer to that with this. Do you know what happens when a car is sold on the car lot at a buy here, pay here place? Do you know what the salesman says when he sees the guy driving off?
I got an empty slot?
No. He says the, do you know?
Ching ching.
He says the chase begins.
Oh, gotcha.
You know? But the thing is, she gave that to me. No, she didn't want it back. She just gave it to me. She was an older woman. And at the time, 40 years ago, I was in my mid-20s. And I did it. And 40 years later, I'm still in business.
Nice.
Right?
That's how you know, somehow, some way, you're doing something right. What exactly it is, I don't think you figured it out yet.
And I'll just say this. 20 times or more, I almost went out of business. 20 different times. Mm-hmm. Where, like, Tammy would tell me, the bills are due, right? And I said, okay, just write a check.
Still got checks. I can't be out of money.
That's it. Hey. Or tell them the check's in the mail. Yeah. But, yeah, there was times where just, we have two kids in college, too. Not now, they've already graduated. But kids going through college and stuff really is, to save for college is something I would say that I didn't do, of course. And
me neither.
The tuition is $1,200 per month for the dorm thing, whatever that is.
That's a place to live, so they're not homeless college kids.
I believe the term is called room and board is what you're looking for.
That's it. Whatever. All I know is $1,200 was coming out of my account every month. And then I had a car payment for my daughter every month. Can you see? It was, and I wasn't prepared for this. I didn't save. I was stupid, right? So anyhow, so there was times where I said, but we made it through it, right? I think Sylvester Stallone said it this way. He said, hey, Adrian! What was her name?
Yo, Adrian! Yo, Adrian. We did it!
Yeah, Adrian, we did it. Is that what he said, though?
Yo, Adrian, I did it.
I did it, okay. So he said that when you get hit and you get knocked down, he says, get back up and come, and this is the word he said, come forward. You're going to get hit in life, but come forward and get, and just toughen up. If you're going to go down swinging.
Nice.
So then I would say that to Tammy. She wouldn't buy it. She would go, no, no, swinging. No, no. And then now it's like, it's so much changed that she like totally controls the money.
So so you were like kind of...
So we're okay now.
You'll tell me, cut me a check.
Cut me Mickey, get it? Remember Mickey?
Mickey! Mickey, cut me!
Cut me Mickey. So that's the deal. So, you know, we all... that's it. So anyhow, and I'm just really proud of my daughter. She's going to be a doctor, and... She was dissecting frogs and stuff and, like, sending me pictures of it. And I just said, yeah. And I told her in time, right? You'll get used to it. But I can see where she finds it really hard.
My my daughter was in the veterinarian school over in Tarpon, the high school that's a veterinarian magnet program. And she did really well in it, but she would, like, dissect cats and cow eyeballs and everything. And she loved it. But... we were going to send her to be a veterinarian. Like, I was in panic mode. Like, $400,000 to send this kid to college for like almost 10 years to become a veterinarian. I'm like going, oh my God. So when she was doing her volunteer time, everybody was doing this thing where they go and walk dogs at the SPCA, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of like, oh, walk a dog, right? And you get hours, because that was, you know, you get your hours for your scholarships and stuff like that. And she goes, there's nobody else left at the, you know, there's no room left at the SPCA. I go, there's a veterinarian down the street. Go to him and tell him you'll clean out his cages for him for free if he'll sign off. And she goes, oh, that sounds good. Went and talked to him. She cleaned cages for maybe about 2 weeks. Next thing you know, she's assisting him with surgeries and all this other kind of stuff. And she got a paid position for being there.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't paid at first, but it became a paid paid position. She worked there for 5 years.
Unbelievable.
For him. And then, you know, we're like going, okay, well, you know, we did a trip to Australia. And when we came back, I said, so you ready to go to college? And she goes, Dad, I don't think I want to be a veterinarian anymore. I've seen too much of the business. I just kind of lost my luster for it. So she wound up becoming a very financially sound person instead. She bought her first house in 19. She's owned three houses.
Really? And they're going
up. And she's 27 years old.
And she's got them right at the right time, too.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And now I have a grandchild.
There you go. That's what life's about, the circle of life.
Yeah, so she's married. She's got a grandchild.
Unbelievable.
They live in Indiana. He works for GE, making jet engines. So they moved to that job. They're both Florida kids.
Right.
And they decided to move up there and make a life up there. It's cheaper up there.
Right.
She's telling me to move up there. I'm like going, no, I don't want to move there.
It can get cold in Indiana,
too. It gets cold, and I just don't see the... It's going to sound really weird. Florida's got joy. There's a joyfulness in Florida. Do you feel that sometimes, Larry? That people are more joyful here than pretty much anywhere else you go? You know, you go places up north and people are just like, ugh, the sky is gray. Again.
Again.
And that's it, you know.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Sunshine. The Sunshine State.
Sunshine
State. You know, there used to be a newspaper here that if it rained, right, they wouldn't...
It would get wet?
Never knew.
Paper was free.
But no, the paper was free.
Yeah.
It was called the Clearwater Times.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Right, so if it was cloudy and raining, all day, your paper wasn't, they didn't charge you for the paper.
Darn, you saved that whole quarter.
That's it. Yeah.
Expensive. Yeah.
So just let's get Larry to just talk for a few minutes here, because...
Yes. Larry's like, I don't want to be on the radio. Stop it.
Yes. Larry's got a face from radio.
Oh, wow.
It's just a face.
Just a face.
It looks like he painted it.
Exactly.
That's it. Oh, I got to be careful. I didn't, you know, I'm, forget it. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? Painted, get it. You're a painter.
Yeah. Well, you got painted. That's what we want to do. We want to paint the city. That's what we're trying to do.
Speaking of which, I do have face painters that I also hire out to.
Exactly. There you go.
So if you ever need one.
Closing, give you a phone number, and then closing, give you a phone number, because I got two more guests more important than you guys.
Wow.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Larry's paid me. You haven't. All right, so go ahead.
All right. Let's see. So besides doing the balloon and the entertainment and magic, I'm also a balloon decorator. We do balloon archways and columns and organic-looking balloon sculptures. We have pirates that do bubbles. We have mermaids, and we have face painters, and pretty much any kind of specialty entertainment you can think of. My website, again, is balloonguide.net, balloonguide.net. That's two L's, two O's, and balloon. And my telephone number is 727-742-6713. Thank you very much for having me.
100%. I didn't even hear a word you said, but I agree with
it. It was good. Ask Larry.
Harry, was it good,
the
Larry?
The best thing I've ever heard.
The greatest.
The greatest thing I never heard.
Thank you, Magical Matt.
Do you know I've had people say that to me because I doze off, and I know this is embarrassing.
Yeah, you did it three times already.
I think it's because of my ADD, too. I have someone talking to me, right? And for some reason, I'm not even listening. I know this is sick because I don't think I've ever met anybody that does this. And then when they go, what do you think? That's when they get me, and I just say, great.
Well, is that your attention deficit disorder or your age deficit disorder? Which is it?
I don't know. Have you ever done that, though, when someone's talking to you?
I have ADHD. Yeah. I legitimately have ADHD, so yes, I've had it happen to me a couple times.
Right, so you know then. Have
yes,
you?
I do.
I have OCD so bad that it's CDO.
CDO.
It's an alphabetical order.
There you go.
All right, Larry. It's your turn, Larry.
Yes, When You Ready Services. We handyman business, specializing in painting. And we could do anything whenever you are ready. You can reach us at area code 252-801-9052. And we will make it happen for you.
So if you can tell me what area code 252 is, you win something. Can you? Can anybody say what area
code? Pasco? I don't know. Oh, North Carolina?
North Carolina.
We'll split the money.
That's it. And you know, we do that on the show too with trivia questions. We were doing that, remember? And I know people were Googling the answers, calling in. Right? Like, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Keys.
That's right.
Francis Key.
There you go. All right, you're done.
Not Alicia. Not Alicia, just to be clear on that. Keys wrote a different version.
So we got some more people coming. We got the Tux Man. Do you know he does custom-made tuxes and
nice.
Suits? Do you think you might have an event you might want to do with
this? I have several tuxes. I'm a magician.
Yeah.
Mine have weird pockets, though.
Yeah, I need to do Botox is what I need.
That's not what he does.
I know.
That's a different kind of tux.
All right, so get in on the... come on.
Okay.
You ready? It's your turn.
Yes. Okay.
Sit down.
So this is what happens during the BCC radio show when we actually have to transition guests. That's why I'm taking over for a minute to talk. Just to give them a little bit of time, for those of you just tuning in, this is Tan Talk 1340 and 106.1 FM. This is the Brian Cash Claus Show. And it now looks like we finally have things ready in the studio. So, Brian, take it over again.
Okay, so we're back, and you did great. That's why you're magical, Matt.
The broadcast professional.
You're a professional. Okay, so now we got, give us your first name.
My name is Juan Vascajay.
Right, and you do a lot of good things for the community, plus you have a tux business and all that, wedding gifts and all that.
Yes.
And then you do websites, and you are unbelievable, by the way. Seriously, you need a website?
We might. We have one right now.
Did you talk?
We can talk.
Yeah, because she's magical on that, too. She knows how to work those search engines to get you leads and deals.
Excellent.
Right?
Absolutely.
So why don't you interview my friend and then let him interview you?
Sure. So tell me about what kind of events people would rent tuxes, and do you do alternations? Do you do wedding dresses, those type of things?
Yes. We've been in business for since 2017. My daughter decided to open a bridal shop.
Nice.
As a parent, we support her, and we're working together right now as a family.
Nice.
We do wedding dresses, sweet 16, in Spanish we call quinceañeras. Also, we do tuxedos. We have all kind of dresses and for all occasions. So, you know, for homecomings, any events that you have, we'll be able to help you out with your all your needs.
Nice. And where are you located, and how can people contact you?
We're located at Ulmerton Road, 7250 Ulmerton Road, Unit 8, Largo, Florida. They can call us at 727-223-9926. I do bridal and tux .com. They can follow us on our website. Like I said, they can call us at 727-223-9996. Let me repeat the number.
227-223-9926. I'm trying to think how I can remember that. 223-9926.
Yes.
So, two sixes minus 99.
That's way harder. Or you can just write it down.
Just write it down. Hey, 223-9926.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Then if you turn the nines upside down, they would be two sixes.
Okay.
Also, we do alterations for dresses, all your needs.
Very good.
So nice. Everything.
Yeah, this is. You do alterations. Does it say that in the ad? Alterations?
No.
We should add that word, alterations.
Yes.
Because that's a company just in itself. Yeah. Make a note of that. Okay, I made a note of it. Okay. So tell us, Hope, what you do.
Sure. So
listen to this.
So we help small and medium-sized businesses basically become a little bit more profitable. And we can do that by anything with business automation, marketing, and web design. So we take technology and we try to match it up with what your business needs are to get you more leads, make you more efficient, make you more profitable.
Right. You're the opposite of me, if you think about it. Whereas I'm a dinosaur, still in print, right? And then you are the future. It's like I'm the horse and buggy. Like I get these things on TV, like on my YouTube, and I love it. It's old footage from the 1900s, and I always click like because I like it. They restore footage from 1890 in New York or wherever, right? It's, you ever see it? It's restored footage.
Yeah.
So and then, but I always see the horse and buggy, like they're old horses and buggies. But then every once in a while, a car comes by. 1890, 1900. And that's who I am, right?
Right.
Who am I? I'm the horse and buggy. I'm being replaced by her.
Well, no, not replaced, upgraded.
Upgraded. But I'm just saying.
And if it wasn't for people like you, then people like me would not exist.
No, but I'm just saying it's really cool. You're on the cutting edge of technology.
Yes.
Where I'm stuck in the past.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Do you know what? I can give you an oat, right? Do you want a fresh oat or a cheap oat? Tell me which one you want. Because I have that horse and buggy, remember? So the horses eat oats.
Right.
So do you want a nice, fresh, clean oat, or do you want a cheap oat? I can give you either one. Which one do you want?
I'm not sure. I think it was a fresh oat.
What do you want?
I would normally say fresh, but it's probably a trick question, so I'll go with the old dried one.
Okay, so here, I can give you a nice, clean, fresh oat, right? But then I can give you an oat that we've already fed to the horse, and once it goes through the horse and he has manure, then I can give it to you a little cheaper after the horse eats it.
Wow.
So which one do you want, the cheap oat or the fresh, clean one?
Fresh, clean one. You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And do you know in Florida, people still use the magazine? Even though I did my website, tell them how we did it where the pages still turn when you click on it.
Right. So basically we took the print version and we made a flip book online so that you can just automatically flip through it.
A flip book. I didn't even know that's how you word it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So it's a flip book. So you're also on the internet with us, and she does the search engine. So what they do is when they click on his page, does it go to his website?
Not yet. That's going to be a future enhancement. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
So coming soon to a computer near you.
Yeah. So in other words, we have you on the computer by doing business with us. So when they click on, because if they're looking for discounts, how does that work?
Yeah, so right now, currently what we have up there is just a physical copy of the coupon book. And then what we're working on now, which will be out probably within sometime early November, will be where they can actually do some searching and each business will have its own page.
Wow, so you're gonna, and that's for him, right? We'll make the Tux guy first one.
That's fine.
Can we make that a deal?
We can do that.
The Tux Man is the first one to have his own page on my website.
There you go. There you go.
How do you think of that, Tux Man?
Everything that it adds up in the business.
Right. Absolutely.
And plus, you got to have fun, too. I hope you have fun with us.
Of course.
And then hopefully we can, you know. So, and give us your address and phone number again.
Absolutely. We're located at Ulmerton. And at the 70 one second.
Okay, wait. Just tell us your last, the name of your company.
Microbiz.
I do Rider and
Microbiz.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.